Hey, everybody. I just wanted to say hello. I know it's been quite a while, and the audio quality I'm using is on my phone. So if there's any additional crackling or anything, I do apologize. I'll make this short and sweet. First of all, hope everyone had a great Christmas, and it's New Year's coming up. And be safe. Take an Uber. Take a Lyft. Whatever you have, ride-sharing company or taxi or whatever, be safe. I just wanted to very quickly, because I'm actually about to head into work here, so I got to make this real quick. I wanted to expand on the Braun Strowman being an elf. Many of you had come to me saying, you should be ashamed. This is about kids, and it was for the kids to smile, and basically saying that I'm a bad person for thinking that WWE is destroying their own product by making Braun Strowman an elf. And to be honest with you, this is an isolated incident. In and of itself, it is a complete embarrassment as a wrestling fan when they do this crap. And by the way, I may use a little bit of profanity. I know that's typically not my style, but I'm going to be a little bit passionate about this. So just an FYI, if you got kids or whatever that are listening to this, just a heads up or maybe turn down the volume. But this is just a microcosm of a much larger issue in WWE where they just don't give a damn about their characters. And what I mean by that, protecting them. They seem to not give a damn, especially through mediums like Total Divas. Lana, her accent completely exposed as fake. You have Alexa Bliss on Total Divas being portrayed as the nicest person in the world. And then you have her on TV, quote, playing this character. And it is just total garbage when WWE does this. It's embarrassing as a wrestling fan. And when they did this with Braun Strowman, who was built up amazingly well by WWE, to their credit, amazingly well, Braun Strowman was a believable, here's the key word, believable monster among men. He really was, because he looked the part and played the part and was, you believed he really was this man. And here's the thing. I know. I am not an idiot. Many of you think that I don't know wrestling's fake, or as I say, predetermined. It's not a real competition in terms of trying to beat each other up to get a three count. I get that. But the problem is, you want to suspend your belief when you are watching professional wrestling. You don't want to be reminded by the company that creates these characters that this is a fake product. Don't worry about anything you see on TV. Braun Strowman is really this gentle giant who plays a Christmas elf. It angers me to no end, and it is embarrassing. It takes me out of the moment. And yes, you can say we all know wrestling's fake. So is every single TV show you've ever watched, every movie you've ever watched. Those are all, quote, fake as well. But you know what draws you in are things that make you believe, and you get immersed and lost in the story. How does that happen when you have characters casted well that are believable? How does professional wrestling work? Ooh, wow, same freaking way. So when you have people come out there, like another example, Stephanie McMahon comes out here. Oh, wait, sorry. Quote, she plays a bad guy on TV and makes sure that she puts that on her profile because she's too embarrassed to make sure that anybody associated outside of wrestling doesn't think she's a real bad guy. Comes out there a couple of weeks ago on Raw and announces the first ever Women's Royal Rumble. All of the women, all of them, and the entire Raw Women's Division stops in their tracks as the light shines down from the heavens on Stephanie McMahon, and the angels sing a song, and the ground that she walks on now becomes sacred ground, and all of the women just come to a halt in the presence of the almighty Stephanie McMahon. We all stop. We all stop, and we all just listen, because we are all school children, and we can't. WWE cannot get out of their own way when it comes to this. And Stephanie McMahon, the ringleader, comes out and just tries to make this public announcement of the first ever Women's Royal Rumble. Stop making it so fucking corporate. This is what makes me pissed off as a fan. I want to believe in these characters. I want to believe. And I cannot believe when you have Stephanie McMahon just come out and just her presence, everybody stops fighting, everyone's cool, and you have Paige, who just returned as a heel in a faction of Absolution, start applauding and smiling to Stephanie McMahon. It is something that, it's a large issue. This is not limited to Braun Strowman or just this women's revolution. It is throughout the entire fabric of WWE now. When you had Alexa or when you had Sasha Banks and Charlotte talking about just making history with the first ever women's Hell in a Cell. Making history? What about winning the goddamn match? You ever think about that? That's what makes wrestling great, is when you have characters that become stars because you believe in what they're doing and what they're saying. That is what makes wrestling wrestling. Don't give me this crap about WWE. It's all about the kids. It's all about the kids. Is WWE suddenly a charity? Is that what they're doing? Is WWE suddenly this organization that just worries about, oh, well, we're going to make sure that everybody in the public eye sees Stephanie McMahon handing a replica belt to a sick kid and doing these anti-bullying campaigns? Has she forgotten what the second W in WWE stands for? World Wrestling Entertainment. It's almost as if they themselves are embarrassed to be a wrestling company. It's almost as if the chief brand officer, Stephanie McMahon, is too embarrassed to ever associate herself with being a wrestling company employee. That is what she is, whether she wants to brand it as entertainment or not. Wrestling is entertainment, but what makes wrestling great entertainment is when you have characters that are protected. Yes, we all know it's not real. We all know every movie's not real, but guess what? Movies are still pretty damn successful. You have TV shows pretty damn successful, even though you know going in that that particular show or movie is not, quote, real. Why? Because you want to be immersed in a story and be pulled in and have emotions and be able to relate to characters. But you can't do that when you have this chief brand operating officer coming out there and nothing she ever puts on her social media is ever wrestling related. It's making sure that she's this wonderful philanthropist that's just changing the view of what WWE is to the public eye. And look at all this stuff we're doing. Now, let me repeat this. Stephanie McMahon is running an employee, or she is an employee for a for-profit organization. Let me say that again. She is running a for-profit organization. And when she does these things that are self-serving on social media, it comes across as such, as so self-serving. And oh my God, look what she's doing. I am all for these causes. They're great causes. Connors, Keurig, it's all great. But they are doing it at the expense of the product that made it great. And putting Braun Strowman in an elf costume, oh, it's about putting smiles on people's faces. Aren't we just great? Look at the kids. Guess what? There are a zillion other shows if you want to put a smile on your kid's face other than destroying the Braun Strowman character of putting him in an elf costume and making him make sure that it's worth the expense of making sure that he's not really a real mean monster. He's not a real mean guy. He can be funny too. He's a Santa elf. It makes me want to throw up. It pisses me off. And it's bullshit as a real wrestling fan to have to watch this and WWE just disintegrate their own product. So those of you that don't agree with me, then don't agree with me. But I know what makes wrestling work. I am not saying I know better than WWE. I'm not an employee. I've just been watching it. I've been on the sidelines as an observer for 20 years. Duh. I'm not saying I know better, but I know when I get immersed in a product and what makes me want to watch a product more and can't get enough and want to invest my money because they're a for-profit organization is when you have a company that actually gives a damn about protecting their characters and not worrying about putting smiles on people's faces and making sure that we're up with the latest politics and hot button issues of women's rights and making sure we're just such a great looking company from the outside. It's total bullshit. It makes me cringe as a wrestling fan. And that's all I got to say about that, as Stone Cold Steve Austin would say. Everybody have a great day, and hopefully I'll talk to you soon.